The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time for our weekly consultation with Dr. Rory Hanley, general practitioner and columnist with the Irish Medical Times. And what I want to talk to you about today is a decision that Britain has made that erectile dysfunction drugs, impotence drugs, are to be available over the counter in pharmacies. Viagra, made in Cork, can be bought literally just along with your regular medicines. What do you make of that idea?
Well, I don't feel particularly strongly about it either way, Matt. Now, look, there's some downsides to this. I was reading a piece there in the London Times by one of their doctors, a Dr. Mark Porter, there the other day about this. He's got reservations in that he fears that people with serious illnesses, of which erectile dysfunction may be a symptom, will just go along and get Viagra instead of getting their underlying issues dealt with. So what he's talking about is people with high blood pressure, people with diabetes, who may have erectile dysfunction because of those diseases, will not be diagnosed because they'll just go to the chemist and get the Viagra. On the other side of the argument, what he doesn't point out is that those of us who live in the real world are aware that people are doing this. They're buying the Viagra online all the time.
Yeah, it seems to be an enormous trade, black market trade, is there? And you hear it, people having it delivered online. You actually hear also stories of people getting it under medical cards and selling it to fellas in pubs.
Yeah, I heard that story. Yeah, I heard a story a few years ago about some 90-year-old entrepreneur down the country who somehow managed to get some Viagra off his GP and was selling it in return for pints in the local pub, you know. So you hear
Are you suggesting you don't believe that story?
I do believe the story, actually. As a matter of fact, I do. You hear these tales, you know. But, you know, the thing about it is, you see, there's so much, if you like, low-level comedy surrounding Viagra that it's kind of people tend to forget that there are actually serious diseases out there that affect men, that can affect their erectile...
Erectile dysfunction. Yeah. What leads to that? What conditions cause it?
Well, the most common cause is psychological stress and so on, and it's also getting older and those kind of things. But there are also conditions like diabetes, like high blood pressure, like hardening of the arteries, narrowing of the arteries that cut off blood flow. And sometimes erectile dysfunction can be a lead into discovering these things. So if a doctor did go along to their, or if a patient went along to their GP and said they were suffering from erectile dysfunction, I think what would most likely happen is they wouldn't just get a prescription for Viagra, have a nice day and away out the door. More than likely, the doctor would carry out some investigations, check their blood pressure, maybe do some blood tests, and often that's how things are picked up. That being said, in fairness, the majority of cases probably aren't underlying illnesses. But, you know, I'm a bit wary of this selling it over the counter thing. You know, could it mean that diagnoses are missed? It could, but they are saying the pharmacists are going to do some screening. So, you know, I'm not feeling too strongly about it one way or another.
But what sort of screening are they likely to do? It's going to be sold apparently by Pfizer, who won't make Viagra. The Viagra Connect, as they're calling it, which makes it sound like a game from the Xbox or something like that. They're saying they'll do 4 tablet packs for £20, 8 tablet packs for £35 is the recommended retail price. When you think about it, that's almost like bringing down a tablet's the price of a pint.
Yeah, it kind of is. But you've got to bear in mind, like, if people get Viagra prescribed in Ireland, it is available on the medical card, which is obviously, you know, affects a huge portion of the population. They will not pay anything. They're entitled to 4 free tablets a month on the medical card system. There is a dispensing fee, I think, of £2.50. And yes, there are generic versions of Viagra that are coming down in cost all the time. So it's not just the brand made by Pfizer. So, you know, and there are other drugs for this condition as well available. So, you know, it is coming down in cost. But that's a good thing that it is coming down a cost. It means that, you know, it's less of a burden for patients who need it.
Do men, are they reluctant to actually report erectile dysfunction to their doctor?
I think that's obvious. I think we have to recognise that. Obviously, people are very shy about discussing these things. But I would wonder, like, you know, if they go into... I don't see the difference, if you like, between going into a GP in a private room and discussing it and walking into the chemist and asking for a packet of Viagra and having to go into a consultation room and discuss it, which is what's planned in England. What's the difference between that and going into a GP? I can see the difference between that and buying it online when nobody's asking them any questions. But I don't see how this is going to change that. So I think, yes, I think men should. It is easy for me to say, oh, don't worry, go on. And I understand the shyness that exists around this and the embarrassment and so on. But it is important for men to discuss these things because it could be a sign of something else that we can fix and, you know, could improve your whole life expectancy. Not to mention the fact that we hear this all the time. We're not fazed when somebody walks in and discusses erectile dysfunction. In fact, you know, we're here to help. That's what we do.
But it's interesting you say about the psychological issues. I mean, a man might actually be happy enough to find out that he has some sort of medical condition that needs to be dealt with and can be addressed. What if he's told it's simply all in his head?
Well, it's not really all in the head. I think erectile dysfunction is a complex illness. We don't, you know, sit there and tell people it's all in your head. It's a combination of factors, stress, you know, people getting older. Sometimes people are smoking too much.
So when you say
much.
Getting older, what's the impact of age?
Well, obviously there's an impact of age on sexual function and blood flow and so on.
At what age though?
Well, there's no absolute answer to that, Matt. I mean, you know, I think according to the statistics, you know, half of men between the age of 40 and 70 experience some degree of erectile dysfunction. Now, there's obviously enormous variability there. That doesn't mean that everybody gets it. It doesn't mean that everybody gets it above a certain age. It's very, very hard.
But could it be a chicken and egg here as well, in that if they do discover that they're having difficulties with it, that then it leads to other psychological problems?
Well, it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy if confidence is lost. Yeah, you do see that phenomenon quite commonly, whereby if things start to go wrong, you know, obviously men become very tense in these situations, and then it becomes harder than next time. And that's where I think erectile dysfunction drugs have an enormous role to play, in that they actually restore confidence and restore, you know, the services restored in the men's eyes. And that's
so do you agree with it being a medical card prescription, the idea that the state will actually pay for somebody to have their erectile dysfunction issues dealt with?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I don't think anyone has a problem with that. The state only finances a certain number of tablets a month. I think the restriction is 4 at the moment. But, you know, erectile dysfunction affects people's lives, affects relationships. It's not something, you know, if we're going to have a system whereby drugs are paid for the state, then of course it should be included, yeah.
Would you expect Ireland to follow the example of Britain and to allow for the sale of Viagra and other products, be they generics or rival products that deal with this condition, to be allowed in the chemists?
Well, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Personally speaking, I'd have some reservations. But to be honest, I can't see us doing it for a long time, because everything in Ireland goes to a committee, and then there's a debate, and then there's another committee, and then there's a working group, and then there's years of messing around before any decision is ever made in these matters. So my gut feeling is we won't be seeing this in Ireland for about 10 years.
So there could be actually quite a business in Heathrow as people are flying back into Ireland.
Jeez, it'd be a lot easier to go to the GP, Matt, than fly to Heathrow to get Viagra. Like, I mean, they're taking it to extremes now, man. You know?
I was thinking more when people are travelling back from overseas and just take the opportunity, perhaps.
But why would you go to so much trouble? Just go to the doctor and say you want some Viagra because you've got an issue, and that's it, you know? The doctor isn't going to judge you. I mean, would you really fly out of the state just to avoid that consultation at enormous expense? Doesn't add up to me, Matt. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, Dr. Rory Hanley, for joining us for our weekly consultation here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.